السلام عليكم سويدي فريندز this year should be a special quiz for our marriage if you will much much mass Mars as there about some more as has goes out the kind of as it may have said in the Gemara Meseches of Mitzian that base on base is Velech this is in the Man Nakat if you want to know where this item that they're arguing about belongs to two people are arguing about an item and you want to know what belongs to so see who the seller took the money from. And so Gemara Letzicha the Nakat Mitavarecha Midaita V'chad Bakorche Leidana Miu Midaita Miu Bakorche. Stoma we took from two people, one Midaita, one Bakorche, and we don't know who we took Midaita, who we took willingly, and who we took the money from Bakorche, unwillingly. The Rosh writes, Rabbeinu Tam Pirish Dachet Prushin, Nishal HaMoicher Mikiros, let's ask the Moicher who we got the money from. So it's true, he has no full nemanus if he doesn't have the item in his hands still. He has the item in his hands, he's full nemanus. But if he doesn't have the item in his hands, he doesn't have full nemanus anymore. Nevertheless, that's a more kedushin. Nevertheless, but let him be at least like 1/8. And Apollopachos, let his aid is hell, that the person should take his half without a shua. Also, Shamocha Messiah. The one of the Mocher is helping. And then the other one is Machayb Shua Daraisa. So the guy he's helping, he's pattering from a shua, and the other guy he's Machayb Shua Daraisa. Mashmi Dibra Rosh, that he holds that Erechel patters from shua. Even from Yeshua the Raisa. Chaynam Yeshiv the Senate Ukay Yosef, Ubala Moor, that in Eid Echad, Pathers, from Yeshua the Raisa, or with the Ramban, and the Mochamos argues. He holds that that in Eid Echad, Pathers, Men HaShavua, it's only from Yeshua the Ravona. Like the Shavua of our Mishnah, which is Mishum Chshad, Yeshua the Mishnah Bab Metziah. But Ashur Doraisa Erechad isn't poiter. He writes, Amar Koisei V'Rav Rav Yankov Kach Virish B'Sefer Yosha Demad Emakish Esadim Mechayv Shur Doraisa Then Eid is against him Zechayv Shur Doraisa Mandem Seel Leinot Ablo Shur V'Taimei Mishum Deshur Masnisi Mishum Chajdo Shmur of the Mishnah it's because of Chashad Shur Yechad Olof V'Tokav V'Tolish Shal Chaver and people should run around grabbing other people's talisim so therefore we make them take a shur. He's not lying. And the other one is chashid, and he's not chashid. In other words, if you have an aid against you, that's a shvur d'oraisa. And if you have an aid for you to pat you from a shvua, that patters you mishvua de rabbon, the shvua of the Mishnah, mishum chshad, but not a shvua de raisa. Aid echad doesn't patter from a shvua de raisa. So now we have a machlokas rishonim. Does Eid Echad pater from Shvud HaRaisa only like Shvud like on our Mishnah? Mishum Chshad Rosh. It's a Magim reason of the Maram Yerutenburg to bring the proof like Rabbeinu Tam. Do Rabbeinu Tam Mishnah with Eid Echad pater from Shvud HaRaisa Maram Yerutenburg Raya Ledvar Medarshina Mecholav Mechochat Esudei Enkam Ava Kamlan in Shvud Vol Miyate Kwa Bein Chiyuv Shvud Bein Lipater Min HaShvud. From Rabbeinu Tam we can learn that Eid Echad pater is Min HaShvud. Rabbi Mutimur brings a raya because we dash in the covenant of Chata Sudeinika. In other words, 1/8 is no good for mammon. Can't be, extract money, but he can take it, get it, be Machayev Shuah. The Amiyatekra, the Pasuk was in Mimayat 1/8, both for Chiyev Shuah and for the Patrim and Shuah, 1/8 is enough. Old Kavachom, it's Kavachom. Maybe Koch Mu, where's more Koch? Koch Muksak, Koch Shayna Muksak, the guy is Muksak, the guy is not Muksak. Have you ever Koch Muksak? The guy who is Muksak is stronger. Can Kavachomer Makshen Mesela Mishen and Muksak Zokekas and Muksak Shulishava Shem Mesela Muksak Koshkan Shiftrenam and Ashvua. If the aid is misaya to somebody who isn't muksuk, in other words, Reuven is muksuk, Shimon isn't muksuk, so an aid who is misaya to Shimon can make Reuven swear. Certainly, an aid can save Reuven who's muksuk from a shul. If an aid can make somebody who's muksuk, if you can force him to be nishba, he can certainly save somebody who's muksuk from a shul. Shei mesei la muksuk kol shken shifteren min a shul. So the question is, what's wrong with this Kal v'chomer? Why did the Ramban accept this Kal v'chomer? So before the Ramban holds that Eid Echad only passes from a Shavuot de Rabban and not a Shavuot de Raisa, but we should have a Kal v'chomer. If he's Mesayer to the non-Muksuk, and he can make the Muksuk swear, he should certainly get the Muksuk out of it. A Shavuot should certainly pass from a Muktuk or a Shavuot de Raisa. Ramban proves his shita, and the Rush brings in Vieshim actually had this now to come on Perka Mafkid, a circle part of the Havero Vishil Lach or Mesa Kadarka. Yishava Sarah Shamesa Kadarka Vishal Mashal Mesa. If somebody rents a para from his friend, and then he lends it out to somebody else, and it dies Kadarka. So the Shayel, you only chai about Shayla if it dies Kadarka, the normal way. So the Secher takes an oath that it dies Kadarka, and the Shayel pays the Secher. Why should the Sefer be Nishba? The Shoyl is made Shemesa Kedarka, the Yipater HaSefer Mishivoye. The Shoyl is testifying that the animal died Kedarka, so that should pater the Sefer and Hashivoye. So you see the Raya of the Ramban, that such a case with the Shavuot d'Oraisa, like in this case, there's no p'tur, because we have the shayl should be made, then it's made so kedarka, and then the secher, that should pater the secher min hashivua. But it doesn't. The secher still take a shivua. Must be that Eirecha doesn't pater from a Shavuot d'Oraisa. The Rosh answers, that's the Raya of the Ramban. The Rosh answers, literally, lo kashamid, the mesnisim dine kamashman. The secher nishba, it's not a kasha, because the Mishnah is telling us a thing. If the Secher is patur from a Shavua, from the Maskir, and the Shoyel pays, and if the Secher has a raya to pater himself from a Shavua, he brings a raya and he becomes pater. So the Mishnah is b'chal not talking about the case of the Ramban. If he has a raya that he's pater min a Shavua, or he has somebody to support him that he's pater min a Shavua, this Secher, then he's pater min a Shavua. And if the shayl is made shemesa kedarka, then that'll pater the sefer from a shavua. Just that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Bachlari masnis. It's not a raya from the Mishnah. Another raya of the Ramban is from the sugi of shemesh shemasa v'shemer. And that's what the Rush brings. The Rush brings this raya of yesh makshin hevel. So I'm asking a terrible question. Mehod amar lekaman shemesh shemasa v'shemer chayiv. One shemer gives to another shemer. Reuven gives to Shimon to be Shomer. Reuven the Shomer gives to Shimon the Shomer. Reuven the Shomer is Chayiv, because the Mafkid can say, Ad Mehimnes Livishua, I believe you with the Shua, but I don't believe Yenim. Mele, you have to pay Reuven, not Shimon. I don't believe Shimon. Why is he Chayiv? Why doesn't the second Shomer be made B'Shua so Shu Chayiv? If Jenna Beidus and B'Shua so Shu Chayiv. Why can't the second shomer be made on behalf of the first shomer? Said, no, it's not the first shomer's fault. So he should be able to patter the first shomer from his shvua. The first shomer can't take a shvua. Why can't the first shomer take a shvua? Say to him, why he can't take a shvua because he doesn't know what happened. But really what we should say is that the second shomer should patter the first shomer. Why should the second shomer patter the first shomer? Because he should say that the first shomer isn't chayav shvua. There was no pshi involved, and therefore it's not the first shomer's fault. So that the second shomer patter the first shomer from a shvua. And then we shouldn't say mitoch she'enoch l'chol ha'rishav l'shem ha'shamim. Answers the Rosh, this kasha. So you see, so this is a raya that Eidam Asiyah doesn't patter from a shvua. Answers the Gemara, answers the Rosh, no. And a kasha at all the Eidam Asiyah doesn't patter. Because the chiyuv the rishon b'shvua ten yachol yishavahu. The chiyuv of the first guy is b'shvil because he can't be nishva, and he doesn't want to believe the shvua of the second guy. So his teretz is that the first guy is really chayiv mamon, and the second guy can't patter him from mamon. There's an akasha that Ramban is learning that it's the second guy should patter the first guy from the Shavua. And in the Teretz, the Rosh is saying, no, he's not pattering from the Shavua. The second guy is pattering the first guy from Mammon. From the Chi of Mammon. And that he can't do. So in a regular case, Eidam Asiyah Taka patters from a shvua, says the Rosh. But in this case, the Eidam Asiyah can't patter from a shvua because it's really a chiyuv mamon over here. Because then once the first guy can't be nishba, so now he has a status of mitoch she'ani yachol lishava mishalim. And therefore the second person, the second shomer, is eventually going to be pattering him from mamon, not from shvua. And that he can't do. Ad kan midivrei ha-rosh. Now, as far as the second teretz goes, the teretz of the second kasha goes, the shach. This is all brought in the sefer Ba'kei Shalom v'Ratfei, an incredible sefer of Shalom Miller's itself. So the shach brings Ladina, Midivrei HaRosh, that if somebody's Mechuyev Shavua, Ve'ene Yochol Yishava, Eino Nifter Al-Yedei Eidach HaMessiah. If somebody's Mechuyev Shavua, and he's not able to swear, he doesn't become Pater when one aid is being helpful. Because that's considered one aid who Pater's Mimam. Right? Because Reuven, the first Shomer, is Chayev to pay. Because he can't take a Shavua, so he's Chayev to pay. So it turns out that Shimon is pattering him from Mammon, that we don't like. But Tzitzis argues, and he says, L'chayra, I don't understand the Rosh. Why is he considered Kagavna poter mi Mammon? Erecha la poter mi Mammon? Erecha na poter al mishvu? Omer l'kem l'sal l'ki yavshua, su lech v'hacha l'chu yavshua v'ni yachal l'yishav? I understand, he's not pattering from him, he's pattering from Shavu. And Omer, he's pattering from Mammon. The eid isn't pattering from the mammon. The eid is pattering from the shvua. The mele is pattering from the mammon. That's the kasha of the ktsos. And therefore, he explains the rosh. Shomnam vade eid echad matzi lefto omadim mechuyav mechamat shemechuyav shvua v'en yachol yishava. That vade in eid echad definitely can patter somebody who is mechuyav because he's mechuyav shvua v'en yachol yishava. שאומנם בוודאי עד אחד מציל לפתור, מנדה מחויב, מחמת שמחויב שבועה, אני יכול לשאול, yes, אני אלכת כמפת וסמדי, זה מחויב. Machmas Shemchuyev Shua Vein Rochel Isha, and compatible from the Shua. Not that the Rosh writes that in an instance of Shemir Shemasu L'Shemir, the second Shemir is considered Erechad Balifter Mimama, is because since the first Shemir is like he's making a tain of Eini Yodea Impera Ticha, I don't know if I paid you. The first Shemir is like saying, I don't know if I paid you, meaning, I don't know if I know that I'm Chayiv, but I don't know if I paid. What's the din if I say I'm Chayiv? I know I'm Chayiv, I don't know if I paid. The answer is he has to pay. Because it was usher for him, so in this case, that's the case. It's like Shomer Rishon is like somebody who says, I don't know if I paid you. It was usher for him to give the because to somebody else. So when he gave it, he was definitely Poshea. So now the suffix is he Pater from his Ikar Chiv? Was it Mesa Kadarka or not? Because even without his Chia, the animal would have died, and therefore he's Pater. So that's Mamish like Eini Yodea in Paraticha. I don't know if I read you. I know I'm Chayiv because I was negligent by giving it over. But I don't know if I'm Pater from this Chiv. I don't know if Paraticha, meaning I don't know if it died Kadarka. But from the Rosh, it's not mashma like the Ktzos. That's the Rosh's pshat in the Ktzos. That's the Ktzos's pshat in the Rosh. Excuse me. Normally, in a case of mitoch sheinu chovel ashava mishalem, one aid can pater another one. If he pats him from his shvur, merely he's pater from the mamon. And here the difference is, the reason he can't pater him is because there was a pshia here. Since it was a pshia, it's v'adei chayiv. The question only is he pater? The question is he pater? And the answer is, we don't know. And that's why the second Shemir can't pater the first Shemir, because there's a Chiyuv Mamon here. But the Rosh is a mashma like this. So the Rosh writes, the Chiyuv de Rishim Shud, Ein Yochel Yishava Hu. Chiyuv isn't because of Ein Yodei Imperaticha. The Chiyuv is, it's because he can't swear. Ein Yochel Yishava, Mitoch Shein Yochel Yishava, Mishalim. So maybe then the Shach is right. That if it's an Eini Yochel Yishava Mishalim case, then there's no Eid Echad HaMaseyer, because that's called an Eid Echad HaPoter Mimamon. So that would seem to be like the Shach against the Ktzos. And so is Mashma Lahedya in the Chumash HaDeshen in Siman Shin Lamed Dalet. Writes that somebody who's made of a miktas and he tainis, I don't know about the rest, Eid Echad can't pater from a shvur, since it's b'chuy yoshua and yochol yishav v'chayiv l'shalom. And the Eid Echad doesn't help, because Eid Echad paters him now from mamon. And he brings his makor from the Rosh, so it's mefurish l'hedya. The reason of the Rosh is like the Shach, that Eid Echad paters b'chuy yoshua v'en yochol yishav, such a person is k'Eid Echad apoytum mamon. Since he's a Mechuy Yeshua of any Yochol Yishava, and therefore he has to pay, he's obligated to swear, but he's unable to. So he has to pay there, and Eid Echad doesn't pater. Yishua. So that's like the Shach against the Ktzis. And then, Ibazoi, as they say in Spanish, Shuv hadir le kushyas haktzis le duchto. So the Ktzos is kasha, is a shtaka kasha. Why is the Eid Echad considered patterning for mamon? He's patterning for mishavua. And Mimele is not considered a mechuy of shavua, who's unable to swear. Because the Eid Echad patterned for mishavua, so he's not mechuy of shavua anymore. So once you're mashmit mitachat ragleinu, we remove the machu yeshvu part, so he's not considered machu yeshvu and shenachol yeshav mishalim. So why doesn't the one aid help? We also have a machlokes brought by the Rosh in Shavuos, Perek Vav Siman Hey. If an Eid Echav is Machayev Shavua, even where the Baal Din makes a Tain of Shem. And that's a machlokes for Shaman. Rabbeinu Ephraim holds no. And Rabbi Yosef Halevi, also brought by the Rosh, Einish Bar Ma'api Eid Echad, unless the Baal Din is a Tainus Bali, that he's sure that the other guy is Chayev Tim. And Rav Alphus doesn't hold that way. So I understand what's the Machlekes here. So again, this is the Hagoyner of Miller Zetzal, who's Mamisha, very, very special Jew, and Tzadik and Talmid Chacham. Also. So first we have to make a chakira. Be'etzim din eid echad mechayev shvua. Me'ezet tamu. Why is eid echad mechayev shvua? We could say that the eid echad be'at smusoi is a sibel chayev shvua. In other words, you can't be soisoi dusoi. And toyin kinegdo ela b'shvua. The only way you can contradict the eidus of an eid echad. It's impossible to contradict the Eidus of an Eid Echad and claim against him, unless you make a Shavua. An Eid Echad Bat Smusa is a Sibah L'Chayiv Shavua. And therefore, Mechuyav Eid Shekenegdo Li Shavam Nas Lifter Os Atzma. And therefore, the Eid Shekenegdo is obligated to take a Shavua in order to patter himself. Mechuyav Atzad Shekenegdo Li Shavam Nas Lifter Os Atzma. Why? Because the Eid Echad Batzmus is Mechayev Shvua. We can say it a different way. But it's not the Eid Echad Batzma who's a Siva Mechayev Shvua. He just enhances, empowers the Toivei. And the Meila, since the Toivei is now empowered, enhanced, so the Tain of the Toivea weakens the time of the person against him, and requires the tzad shekeneged li shava in order to strengthen his time. So is it the aid batzmusa, or is it the aid because he strengthens the time of the teveya? So the chayla, that's going to be pshat the machlekes rishonim gabi aid echod the time of shem harav rabbeinu Ephraim v'harav Yisva Levi hold, apparently, that it echad enhances the tain of the toiveya. And memela, megareya, weakens the tain of the tzad shekenegdo and requires him to take a shavua. And therefore, lachi sviralu, the tain of Shem, aloi mahani eid echad l'chayiv shavua. So if the tain of Shem doesn't help, the tain of Shem is nishkin taina. You can't strengthen a taina that's not a taina. I just shat bari v'shem bari adiv. Because Bari is a stronger timer, because Shem is not a timer. So you say Shem is Bechal, not a timer. Taina Shem, main a taina klal. And you can't be strengthened, the taina is not a taina. The Erechad can't do anything. Because it's only a taina Shem. So that opinion is holding that the Erechad enhances the taina of the Toveya, but if the Toveya doesn't have a taina, this is gonished. Klum. However, the Rif, Rabbeinu Alfasi, he learns that Eidus Eid Echad Bat Smusa have Yisiva L'Chayiv Shuvah. Shein HaBaal Din Yochol L'Hamin B'Tainasa K'neged Eid Echad Al B'Shuvah. Therefore, there's no nafkamina in Torah to be a Bari or Shema. Dein Tainasa Mikras is a Tainas at Tzad She'K'neged. So the Eidus Eid Echad Batzmusa, says the Rif, is a Siva L'Chayiv Shvua. So what does it matter if the Toveya is a Bari or a Shema? He has one Eid on his side. So that's Mechayiv the other side of Shvua. So that's a Gevaldike Hezber for this Mechlekes Rishayim. ובזה נבוא לבאר גם מחלוקת הראשונים לגבי עיד אחד פטר מן השבועי. So the Rami Rutenburg saw earlier, Rehivi Rami Rutenburg Rai Ledivrei Rabbeinu Tam, that Eid Echad Poter Men HaShavua, because he says, Kol Avinu Kol Chatas, who then come, Kom Lenin Shavua, so it's Ben Lechi Yeshua, Ben Lifter Men HaShavua, and he brings a Kav HaChomer. And if an Eid HaMisayeya, the Eid HaKim HaMisayeya, someone who's not Mokhzak, to be Mechai the other side of Shavua, can certainly be Misayeya the Mokhzak, the pattern from the Shavuot. So the Maram holds, maybe like Rabbeinu Ephraim in Shavuot, that the Gedra of Eid Echad V'Koichoi is because he is Malim Tainas HaToyveya. He enhances the Taina of the Toveya. And the Mela, that weakens the Tzad Shekenegda, the Taina of the Tzad Shekenegda. The Tzad Shekenegda means a Shavuot, and therefore he holds that Eid Echad can pattern from the Shavuot, because of Kav HaChomer. If the Eid Echad can enhance the Tain of the Toivea, who's Nishkin Muchzuk, to be Megareya the Tainus HaMuchzuk, and to be Mechaiva Meshavua, so Kol Shekain, that it can empower, enhance the Tain of the Muchzuk, if it can enhance the power of the Eid Muchzuk to be Mechaiva the other guy Shavua, it can only empower the Muchzuk to pattern from Meshavua, because he holds, the Maram holds, that this is Gedar Eid Echad B'Kochot, because he enhances the Tain of the Toivea, he's Malim, with an Aleph, makes it more powerful. It empowers the Taina of the Toveh. But the Ramban, it would appear that a different spirit was with him. The Ramban holds, like the second set, that the Eid Echad Ba'at Smusoi is a Siva L'chayiv. That's a Tzad Shekenegad L'Yishova. The Eid Echad Ba'at Smusoi is a reason to be Mechayiv, the other side, in a Shavua. That's what the Eid Echad does. Because the other side, if the Eid Echad says that you owe him, so unless he makes a Shavua, nothing doing. But here it's Eid Echad Ba'at Smusa. So it's Pasha that there's no Kav HaChomer here. What Shaychus is there? All the Eid Echad has the power to do is be Mechayiv B'Shavua. You want to believe somebody's taina. You want to believe somebody's taina. Somebody makes a taina, this is mine. So the Eid Echad has the power to say, we're not going to believe you until you take a shur. And therefore it's pashut, it's not shaykh to have a kav HaChomer. If you can be mechayiv b'shur, you can patur b'shur, because mechayiv b'shur is the not muchzuk, and patur b'shur is muchzuk. Ma kesher, the lo kashur to the person. It's pashut, it's connected to the koach of the Eid Echad. Ashaychus klal yesh ben hade yev shalitam k'neged echa below shavua. What's shaychus is there? If you can't tain against an eid echa without a shavua, between that and that an eid echa can patrim in a shavua, they do so. We don't find that an eid echa can empower anybody's tain. Now, what does the eid echa do when he's patrim from a shavua? Saying, listen, you're making a tain now. But I'm going to help you out. You don't have to take a shavua, because your time is the correct time. We don't find that the Eid Echad has the power to empower other people's, to empower people's tainas. All the Eid Echad does is he's mechayiv b'shavua. We don't find that he can patter from a shavua. He has the power to obligate somebody to take a shavua, but where do we see that he has the power to absolve somebody from him? Take a person's chayiv a shavua, and the Eid Echad comes. If he takes the Eid Echad, can get him out of the shavua, he's chayiv a shavua. We only find that the Eid Echad has the power about smusa. That's his power. His power is to make somebody swear that we're not going to believe him unless he swears. Somebody who's already ready chayiv a shavua to take him out, mechit teis the neirach at such a koach. So the Chorva is like the other tzad. We saw that, so the Machlokas, that whether or not you can help an Eid Echad can help a Tainas Shem. An Eid Echad is Machai B'Shvur with a Tainas Shem. So if an Eid Echad is Machai B'Shvur with not Machai B'Shvur, if an Eid Echad is Machai B'Shvur with a Tainas Shem, what does that show? So it's like we don't care about this person's Taina. That's the Koach of the Eid Echad B'Atzmus to be Machai B'Shvur. But if you can only, an Eid Echad only can be Machai B'Shvur, with the Taina's Bari, that shows that he's coming to be Malim, to empower the Taina of the Eid Echad. So Ramban holds, like the Tzad, that it's a Siba B'Atzmuso. And we don't care about this person's Taina. We just, that's the power of the Eid. We don't care about what the Taina is, whether it's Shem or Bari. The power of the Eid to be Mechai V'Shua. So an Eid to be Mechai V'Shua says he can Patrish from Shua. That's why the Ramban wouldn't accept the Kal V'Chomer, the Rami Rutenberg. Well, is that an Edom is, if an aid can help somebody who's not Muchzuk and require the other guy to swear, the Muchzuk to swear, if you can require Muchzuk to swear, you can certainly help a Muchzuk by saying that he doesn't have to swear, but that's only if you're mitzarif the aid to the tainus, to the person. But if the aid is independent, so then an aid can only be Mechayev Shvuah, an aid can't patur from a Shvuah. And that kasha of the rosh and the ktzais and the ktzais and the rosh, why is the second shomer of shemesh masal shomer considered ein lachad lifter mi mammon? It's parting from the shu, is not parting from mammon. Or memela nifter hashemer rishon mi mammon. It's just a memela, but the second shomer is only parting from the shu. But the Ktzot says, yeah, but now he's not Mechuyu Shvuah because the Eid Echad. So why can't the second Shomer pat to the first Shomer? So based on what we said, it's not sure. Because the Shittas of Armin Rutenberg, that Eid Echad potter Mishvuah Dareisa together, Mashem Mechayev Eid Echad Mammon, why is the Eid Echad Mechayev? According to the Maharam Rutenberg, who holds that Eichad Patris from Shua Daraisa. The gather of what Eichad is Machayev Mammon is because he's Mal and Tainas HaToveh, like we said before. He enhances the Taina of the Toveh, and the male of the other guy's Taina becomes weaker. And that's why he can be Machayev, this Eichad, excuse me, he can be Machayev Shua. Erech can be Mechayev Shvuah because he enhances the Taina of the Toveah, and the male of the Taina of the other guy becomes weaker. So he's Mechayev Shvuah. And according to this far, we explain it, but the Baal Din is a Shema. Erech doesn't help. Because the Erech can only be Malam a Taina, can only strengthen a Taina. When there's no Taina, then you can strengthen. It doesn't help at all. So if so, it's also Pashut. That the aid can't patter from a shvua. Here he can't be mechayev a shvua when the toiveya is a shema. So an aid also can't patter from a shvua when the baldin is a shema. For the same reason. Because that the aid can patter from a shvua is when he's strengthening the taina. And normally you don't need a shvua. Where he's strengthening a Taina Shema, you can't strengthen it because it's not a Taina. That's not going to be effective. So if you have a Shomer Shemas of a Shomer, that the first Shomer, Taina Shema, he doesn't know. Behem Adai Bonas of Shia. The Eid Echad can't come along and patter from a Shvuah. And he's still Mechuy of a Shvuah, Sheni Yochel Yishava. Bechayev L'Shalim. He's still Mechuy V'Shvuah. The Eid Echad isn't going to help you. When Eid Echad wants to, second Shem wants to pound to the first Shem, you're not Pitam. Can't pound to the first Shem. First Shem doesn't have a Taina B'chla. And so the Rush writes that if you say that he patters the second shomer, patters the first shomer, he's pattering from mamon. Because from a shvu, he can't be pattering. The Ramban, so that's Gevaldik, so that's the Rosh. But the Ramban is the Shitasa. He's asking very good. The Shitato, Arein et Ba'er, that Erechet Ba'atzmus is a Sibel Achayiv Shvua. And therefore, he's Machayiv Shvua, even where the Baal Din Tain is Shema. And if so, if we say that Erechet helps even to Pati from Shvua, he should also Pati from Shvua on the Baal Din is Shema. So Shema Shema Sibel Shemer. He should be Pater. You're right, the first Shemer is only a Shema. But let the second Shemer Pater him. Because he's a Siba Batsmusa, lift him in a Shavua. If we say that Erechet can Pater from a Shavua, because that's the Ramban's Taina. The Ramban says you can't Pater from Shavua the Raisa, but if you say an Erechet could Pater, when Erechet could Pater from a Shavua the Raisa, he should be able to Pater the first Shomer. The second Shomer should Pater the first Shomer. He's right, the first Shomer doesn't have a Taina, but it doesn't matter because the Erechet is a Siba Batsmusa. The Pater to be Machayef, and the fact that he doesn't Pater from a Shavua must be. But he can only be Mechayiv, he can't Pater. But we understand according to the Ramban says very good from this Gemara. Because according to this Gemara, we see a Shemer Shemasa the Shemer, the second Shemer can't Pater the first Shemer. Why not? He's a Siba Bat Smusa. He's not Patering him from Maman, because the first Shemer doesn't have a Taina, that's what the Rush would hold. Ramban holds, it doesn't matter if the first Shemer has a Taina. The second Shemer has Din of an Eid Echad, and an Eid Echad has the power to Mechayiv Shavua, so you say you also can Pater from Shavua. That means it's a Siba Bat Smusa we can Pater from Shavua, just like it's a Siba Bat Smusa given Mechayiv Shavua. And here there's no... So here, why does the first Shomer have to pay? He's off the hook. He doesn't have to take a Shavua. And the Mele is not Chayiv Mamon. So it must be that an Eid Echad can't Pater from Shavua. That's a Shita Saramban. So this is all Gevaldik. The only problem is that based on what we said, the Rosh is holding that the gather of Eidus Eid Echad strength in a taina. The only problem is that the Rosh paskins like the Rif. He's not the Kedas HaRif. That Eid Echad is only good, is even good, but the Baal Din makes a taina of Shema. V'shitat HaRif, Rebbe Yarnu, Shu Sover, the Gedder of the Chiyav Shvua, because the Etzem HaEid Echad is a Sviv of the Chiyav Shvua. So the Rush doesn't seem to work anymore because how can the Rush paskin like the Rif? Well, it's according to our Mahalach that the Eid Echad Be'etzim is a Sibel Chayiv and not that he helps the Tainis HaToveh. And when he makes an Eidus, so it weakens the other side because it strengthens the Tain of one guy and weakens the other side. That's not the way the Rif holds. So now, we have two kashas. Number one, we want to be mayashi the kash of the ketzos and the rosh. But it's not shver. Because the ketzos says, no, he's patting from shvur, not me mamon. The rosh answered, he's patting from mamon. Mozart teretz. A teretz was, no. Thank you. And Erechad enhances the Taina. And Erechad strengthens the Taina. But here, Shem B'Shemasa L'Shemer, the first Shem is a Shema. So there's no Taina to enhance. And the Mela can't pattern from the Shua, so it means pattern from Mammon. That's how we explain the Rosh. The problem is the Rosh holds like the Rif. That an Erechad is a Sibah B'Atzmusa. L'chayiv Shua, so you should be at Sibah B'Atzmusa Lifter Mishua, so who cares if the first Shem doesn't have a Taina? And also, based on what we explained, the reason of the Ma'am Mi'utenburg in the Shorish of his Shita is because he holds, we sold together Eidus Deir Echad, that it's empowering the Taina of the Toveya. Not like the Ramban and the Rif, that it's an independent power, it's a Sibah B'Atzmusa. So how is the Rosh Mizakish Tara the Beit Tre? But Legabe Eid Echad B'Tainas Shema, he holds like the Rif, that it's a Sibah B'Atzmusa. The Chayiv Shua. And the Mela, even when the Baal Din makes a Tain of Shema, Erechad is still Mechayiv Shua. So according to the Rif, Eid is a Sibah B'Atzmusa to be Mechayiv Shua, and therefore, even if the Baal Din is Tohen Shema, Erechad is still Mechayiv Shua. On one hand, the Rosh rules like that. On the other hand, Kabe Erechad Lifter Mimamen, he holds like the Maran. And he likes his Kavachomer. Right? He holds the Rosh holds like the Maran. He made a Kavachomer. If an Eid is Messiah to someone who's not Muchzuk, to be Zerkek at HaMuchzuk Lishava, when the Eid is Messiah, when the Eid helps the person who's Muchzuk, he can certainly pattern from Yeshua, because here the Eid is latching onto the Tainas of the Baal Din. So if he can help the Tain of the Baal Din who's not Muchzuk, he can certainly help the Tain of the Baal Din who is Muchzuk. The Rosh holds like that, Maram in Rutenberg. So now it's a steer in the Rosh. Can have both. That means that Pshat and Eid Echad is that he's strengthening someone's taina. But if you hold like the Rif, Pshat and Eid Echad, he himself is Mechayiv Shua. So which one is it? So that is Avodah Shelanu Be'ezrat Hashem. L'amshech Dvareinu. נזכה להמשיך את השיעור, נראה בעזרת השם נפלאות מתורת השם, and hopefully we will be able to resolve this in the meantime. שבזרח אדום העולם הזה שמרז קם כל דבר סלם, תורס אבי הבא, and I thank you so much for listening. שלום, שלום, סבילי, סמס בלה בפרט. מירת השם בלי נדר, נזכה להמשיך. שלום, שלום.